Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are curious about, vacation rental investing, specifically in Sarasota. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Sarasota is such an interesting market right now. It's become a real hot spot for vacation rental investors, and there's a lot to unpack about why that is and what people need to know before they jump in.
Okay, so I'm curious, what makes Sarasota specifically attractive for vacation rental investments? Like, is it just the beaches, or is there something deeper going on there?
It's definitely more than just the beaches, though those don't hurt. You've got year-round tourism, which is huge. We're talking about families coming down in the winter to escape the cold, spring breakers, and then you've got the cultural scene, art galleries, theaters, restaurants. It attracts a really diverse group of visitors. Plus, the market has been appreciating steadily, and rental rates have been strong. That combination is pretty rare.
Right, right. So if someone's thinking about buying a vacation rental property in Sarasota, where should they actually be looking? Like, are there specific neighborhoods or areas that make more sense than others?
Great question. Location is everything in vacation rentals, honestly. You've got Siesta Key, which is super popular with tourists. Beautiful beach, lots of foot traffic. Then there's downtown Sarasota, which has become trendy with younger travelers. Longboat Key is more upscale and attracts a different clientele. And then you've got areas like Bradenton Beach or Casey Key, if you want something a little quieter. Each one has different rental potential and different buyer profiles.
Oh, wow. So it's not just one market. It's like multiple submarkets, each with their own thing going on. That's actually really smart to think about. So let me ask you this. What should someone actually expect in terms of returns? Like, what's realistic?
So this is where people need to be realistic with themselves. You're looking at anywhere from 4 to 8% annual returns on your investment, depending on the property, how well you manage it, and the season. But here's the thing. You've got to factor in property taxes, insurance, maintenance, cleaning, property management fees if you're using a manager. Those costs add up fast. And seasonality is real. Winter is peak season. Summer can be slower. You need to have a financial buffer.
Okay, so people can't just assume they're going to make money hand over fist. They actually need to do the math. What about the regulatory side? Is Sarasota pretty straightforward, or are there a lot of hoops to jump through?
That's a really important question because it varies. Sarasota County has certain rules. And then the city of Sarasota has its own regulations. Some areas have short-term rental licenses you need to obtain. There are occupancy limits in some neighborhoods. You need to be aware of HOA restrictions if the property is in a community with one. And honestly, the regulations can change, so you've got to stay on top of it. It's not complicated, but it's something you can't ignore.
That makes sense. So basically, do your homework before you buy, not after. What about financing? Are banks cool with vacation rental properties, or is that a different ballgame?
It can be trickier than a primary residence, I'll be honest. Some lenders are fine with it. Others want higher down payments or charge slightly higher rates. You might need to show rental income projections or proof of bookings. Cash purchases are becoming more common in this space because of that. But it's definitely doable if you work with a lender who understands the vacation rental market.
Got it. So last thing, if someone's listening to this and thinking, okay, David, I want to do this, what's the one piece of advice you'd give them before they make that leap?
Treat it like a business, not a vacation. Too many people buy a property thinking it'll be this passive income stream they can check on once a year. It's not. You need systems in place, a good property manager, clear pricing strategy, maintenance plan. Do your market research, run the numbers conservatively, and honestly, visit the area yourself, walk the neighborhoods, talk to other investors, get a feel for what you're actually buying into.
I love that. That's practical, grounded advice. David, this was really helpful. Thanks so much for breaking down the Sarasota vacation rental market for us. If people want to learn more or get in touch with you, where should they go?
Thanks for having me. They can reach out through my website or social media. I'm always happy to talk through specifics with people who are seriously considering the market. It's a great opportunity if you do it right.